USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's freeze on U.S. funding to the WHO is not going over well around the world, mainly because the United States picks up a lion's share of the funding. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, the president's move was the right one to make.
Although the WHO does much fine work with its professionals and its doctors, I don't think that it can operate in an effective manner to aid countries as long as you have Dr. Tedros and some of the other senior officials there.
New Yorkers are now required to wear a face mask of some kind when going outdoors. That's according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. He says the mandate is aimed to slow the spread of coronavirus and that the mask or cloth must be used to cover your nose and mouth. The mandate does only apply, though, if you're in a situation where social distancing of at least 6 feet is impossible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Stay-at-home orders did not stop a chain reaction crash from injuring dozens of drivers on a big city highway, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over a dozen people recovering from injuries they suffered in a nearly 60-vehicle pileup in Chicago. It happened on the Kennedy Expressway on Wednesday morning as roads were hit with winter weather and traction was low. 13 people suffered minor injuries, another person in good condition, according to a Chicago Fire Media Twitter account. 45 other people didn't want to be taken to hospitals.
Protests continue in Michigan, where folks are upset with the governor's restrictive shelter-in-place order. The protests taking place in downtown Lansing around the Capitol building have created a traffic jam. Now, Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has said that Michigan residents cannot visit their second home, which many of them have cottages, and can't even buy normal garden supplies such as seeds or fertilizer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump says with the federal government's guidance, it's basically in the state's hands as far as when to start reopening each particular state. New poll out from Axios shows that a large percentage of Americans consider common public activities, such as going to the grocery store, shopping, or attending family gatherings, to be at large or moderate risk right now. Dr. Demi Nampiarpil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine and a physician. She tells Fox News we can expect folks to get sick once things do open back up.
Some people will get sick when we start reopening the economy. I mean, I don't think anybody has doubts about that happening. You know, as soon as we have more contact, it's possible that people can get sick. The thing is, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. So whether it's with testing, treatment, or the vaccine, we're going to look at all of these three things to try to minimize the number of people that get sick and the severity of those illnesses. So, you know, I don't think anyone should have the expectation that no one will get sick and we have to wait for that before we open the economy. But at the same time, we want to have as much control as possible over those variables.
The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury and FBI are issuing an advisory on a threat to cybersecurity by North Korea. The United States says North Korea has been engaged in malicious cyber activities around the world. Find more news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.